Hi, Nancy Salwin here with day 14 of the Fear of Singing Breakthrough Program. Today I want to explain what a scale is and what an octave is. If you think of sound as just being a continuum, and along that continuum you could divide up into an infinity of notes if you wanted to. So ba 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 ba. Just very random, very close together notes. You could stop anywhere and call all of those things notes. But in order to be organized and be able to make music together with other people, each culture has created its own system. Now, there is this thing called an octave, and it has natural properties that people have observed all through time and all around the world. So most systems of music have this idea of an octave. And an octave is a relationship of sound wave frequencies. So if there's a note that's here, the note that is an octave above it has double the sound wave frequency of the note that's over here. The note that's an octave below it has half the sound wave frequency of this note. And if I just move this down a little bit, same relationship between the note that's an octave above that and the one that's an octave below that. The definition of an octave are notes that have half or double the sound wave frequency of each other. So the word octave is about a relationship. Octaves are notes that are a certain distance apart. They can be anywhere on that sound wave spectrum. But if notes are an octave apart, they always have either double or half the sound wave frequency from the note that's above it or below it. So if you think of octaves as being like the bookends, the scale takes place between the octaves. This is where different cultures vary. The way the continuum of sound is broken up between two octaves is up for grabs. It's random. And so different cultures have created scales out of notes placed at different spots. What I'm going to talk about with you is what we call the diatonic scale, the major diatonic scale, because that's a scale that we use in our Western music. And there's going to be a way that it feels very familiar to you, because pretty much all the music that we listen to in our European, American, and a lot of other parts of the world is based on this diatonic, major diatonic scale. Right now I'm just going to randomly pick a place anywhere in my voice, and I'm going to sing the notes of the diatonic scale so you can hear them. And I'm going to use these words that will probably be somewhat familiar to you. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Ba, 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 ba. Now I'm going to slide to some other new random place and start it again. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And the second do is an octave above the low do where I started. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. This do is an octave above this do. Now, another way to think about these notes in our scale is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, and the 8 is the same note, except an octave above, as the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 1. And the reason I say or 1 is because we might want to start the scale again up here. So the 8 is the note that we finish on, but we also start on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so on. So I hope that makes sense. You get that it's a continuum and that we're breaking it up in specific spots, and that an octave, wherever your octave is placed along the continuum, where it starts is exactly half the sound wave frequency from the note where it ends. And that would be true going up and up and up, or down and down and down. Now you may wonder, what about these notes I hear people refer to? A, B, C, D, E, F, G are the names of the notes in our diatonic scale. Now, when you say a letter name for a note, you're no longer talking about a scale that can be moved all up and down the spectrum. It can start anywhere and end anywhere. You're no longer just talking about the relationships of the notes in the scale to each other. You're doing what's called fixing the scale, because you're fixing it into a particular place. If you're singing a scale in A, you're starting on the note of A, which has a specific sound wave frequency that can be found on a piano, or it can be found on a tuned guitar, or a saxophone, or a pitch pipe. That's what the letter is referring to. It's referring to the specific sound wave frequency. So if you go to a piano keyboard and you go boom on the C, and then you sing the scale up from there, then you're singing the scale in the key of C. If you hit the A and you sing the scale up from there, you're singing the scale in the key of A. Make sense? The next important thing to know about our diatonic scale is that the notes are not all exactly the same distance apart. There's a relationship of notes called half steps and whole steps. And tomorrow that's what I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to use a piano keyboard to illustrate what I'm talking about when I talk about half steps, whole steps, and the pattern of half steps and whole steps that make up that familiar do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And the reason I can do that without thinking about it, without referring to a piano keyboard, is because I've done it a lot and I have muscle memory built around that major diatonic scale. I've memorized it and my body's memorized it. So it's easy for me to do it, but it's something that you can learn to do, and that by understanding it, even if you don't learn to sing the scale, and even if you only learn to sing parts of the scale, understanding how the scale works will help A, clear up some mysteries when it comes to talking about music with other people, and B, it will allow you to have a way of visualizing how does my song fit into the scale that it's in. The notes of the scale are always in the same relationship to each other, and the notes in your song are always going to be pulled out of that scale. It's that scale that is used to from which we extract the notes in any musical composition.